And I guess, you know, we probably ought to go ahead and do the FIU fight song just so everybody can get in game mode for that. Uh-huh. Segment one right here.
Yeah, 104. Yeah. And stop.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And stop.
Yeah.
This is three now.
Uh-huh.
And stop.
Wow.
Yes.
How inspiring. Mm-hmm. How inspiring. Yeah, there you go. So.
And remember.
What?
Okay.
It's FIU.
Yeah,
don't call them anything else. If you call them anything else, they will kick you.
They'll be at you. They'll just be at you.
You'll get an angry young.
Young.
SID.
Young Panther.
Something like that.
Tromping down
young,
to the.
Young paid Panther.
Tromping down to the booth saying, it's FIU, please.
That's right.
Yeah. Who's on the PA here?
That's right. Yeah. Michelle Obama thinks being American.
Scott points to Rick.
Yeah. Maybe I'll sleep. Yeah, really. Yeah. Rick's like, what'd I do to you?
Yeah. Michelle Obama thinks being America's first lady is hell.
Oh.
Carla Bruni revealed that in a.
We'll move you to a smaller house.
Yeah.
House.
In a wildly, as they call it, indiscreet book, Miss Bruni divulges that Miss Obama replied when asked about her position as the U.S. American president's wife. Don't ask. It's hell. I can't stand it.
Now, we'll be happy for you to leave in 2013.
The book was written by a couple of journalists, and they claim that they have a collaboration with Ms. Bruni, but the French embassy has now put out this statement saying that that's not true. She didn't ever say that the First Lady said that. So
we don't know if it's true or not.
No. We do know that she went to Spain and spent a lot of money, but we don't know if she...
Yeah, that part wasn't hell.
You know, that part seemed to be just fine.
Didn't look like hell to me.
Yeah,
just fine and dandy. So now, as Americans are struggling somewhat, and I guess you saw the new information coming out from the census that says that 43.6 million people officially are listed as poor, and we'll talk in a minute about what poor is and what rich is. That report trickles out again that the U.S. American president flew his dog on a separate airplane when they went up to Maine.
What?
Yeah, well, see, the story that came out to really get people upset was that he flew on like a doggy-only charter. But that's not true.
Yeah.
That is not true. Now, when they went up on their little vacation in July, you don't want to be confused because they went up there twice, do you remember? Because it was such an arduous year for the president.
Twice.
Uh-huh. In July, this rumor was attached to the president when an unfounded claim was circulated that the Obama's pup, the Portuguese water dog named Bo, had been flown out to Maine on his own plane so he could be on hand to greet the first family. That is not true. He did fly on a separate airplane, however, from the first family. See, they can't bring the big jet in, so they have to, they have to come slumming in the Gulf Stream. You know, you just hate that.
So Air Force One was, you know.
Yeah, well, it can't land on the little airfield.
Well, but see, since he was in it, then the Gulf Stream becomes Air Force.
Exactly. So they can't do the 747.
Right.
They got to, once again, they're slumming in the Gulf Stream. And you know, you think, you've heard that song, you know, we're slumming in the Gulf Stream, which is the jet that carries anywhere from 6 to 19 people. But apparently, there wasn't room for the dog.
I don't think they like the dog.
I don't think they know the dog.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there is a fact.
I can tell you right now, if I'm ever elected president, all right, I don't care Gulfstream,
whatever,
or 747,
puppies are coming along, or
a Piper.
Yeah.
If my wife's with me, the dogs are going to be there.
Yeah.
So you just might as well get used to.
That's right. So Bo was loaded onto an earlier flight.
Bo was loaded?
That carried other people, staff members, and presidential aides.
Oh.
Oh,
nice.
Great.
Okay.
How would you like to be one of those aides?
Yeah.
You don't get to, I mean, because, you know, All right, so there's four of the Obamas on the Gulf Stream. You said it can hold anywhere from 6 to 19. So let's split the difference and say they put 14 people on
there.
There's
some staff, right.
There's some staff on there. How would you like to be so far enough down the food chain that, did you ride with the president? Oh, I rode with the dog.
Yeah, I was on the flying
kennel. You know what?
Yeah.
But you know what?
I had to refill his water bowl.
You're still on a Gulf Stream, okay?
I understand. Yeah. I understand, but I'm talking about Washington-sized egos here.
I understand. Well, again... Yeah. Did I mention that we have the number of U.S. Americans on who are considered poor at record levels?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But we're still flying the dog on a separate plane.
Yeah, I believe they stormed the Bastille for less than this. I'm just saying.
That's right. And that plane is called Air Force K-9.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely.
So they're in touch. Mm-hmm. I mean, they are in touch.
Yeah.
Hon, we need to make sure that the dog comes, just not on our airplane. Oh, and by the way... We've talked about global warming before. Forget that. Talked about climate change before. Not using that anymore.
What is it called now?
Now, according to John Holden, who is a White House science advisor, he told a gathering in Oslo, Norway, and he probably drove there in an SUV from the airport into the U.S.-American jet that he flew in about this, that global warming is a dangerous misnomer for a very complicated problem.
Translation, you're too stupid for me to try and tell you.
So this is what I'm going to call it. We're going to call it global climate disruption. Okay? So get ready for that. It's global climate disruption. Mm. And of course,
and I think if they actually took a critical look at it, they'd probably find that there was some global climate disinterest.
Well, that's true, but you know what? Al Gore doesn't care what you call it. He's already got his money.
Right. And once again, we can have all the American guilt about that, about global climate disruption or global warming or climate change, whatever you want to call it, whatever it's called tomorrow. You can have all the good-natured American guilt that you want to have about that. As we've said before, it's not going to change anything until China, India, and Russia get on board.
That's right. Till they want to play. So does that mean that Bob French is a disruption analyst now? Think about that. Yeah. Bob and any other weather person.
Right.
You'd be a disruption analyst, being able to tell us how the atmosphere is.
They probably
disrupted.
Want to, call it like a disruptionologist.
Ology, right. To study of. Well, would be a study of disruption. Yeah, a disruptologist?
Disruptologist.
Yeah, disruptologist.
Maybe a climate disruptologist. The study of disruption, I mean, gosh, we could boil that all the way down to elementary school.
Yes.
There's some kids that specialize in that, I'm sure.
Every day they go to see how they can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's 7:21. We're going to wait till the next half hour on this, but we're going to talk about what is rich. What is rich? Because I think we all have a different definition.
Anything with Eagle brand milk generally is very rich.
Yeah, that's not what I'm talking about. Doesn't have
my name on it.
One of the most interesting non-answers I got at a political forum one year when we had the congressional candidates in, we were asking, I asked them to define middle class, and you know what? I never got an answer. What is middle class? Because, they're telling us the middle class is going to do this, the middle class is going to do that, we're going to tax the middle class is diminishing. What is middle
class? It's easy to talk about something when you're not part of it.
Of course. Hello?
Yes. How about climate referee?
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Hmm.
Yeah. All right. Okay, so I don't know, guys. You had this story this morning about this young lady.
Plenty of mouth.
That's Scott doing his Jerry Seinfeld. Yeah, I don't know.
What's
the deal?
About this young lady who apparently used funds to pay some personal bills. How many times has somebody given you the routing number and account number and you went, let me go ahead and take that?
What could possibly go wrong?
And again, this person allegedly did that, but I'm just, how often do people call you and go, psst, let me give you a routing number and account number to go ahead and pay some bills with? Because I guess I'm just hanging around with a different group of people. That hasn't happened to me lately.
We're like the guys on Office Space. We're talking about laundering money. We have to look it up in a dictionary.
7:23, okay. LaSalle Davis is due in a Hoboken, New Jersey municipal court next month for attacking his girlfriend with a cat.
Oh, my.
Not clear exactly from the story in the Newark Star-Ledger how he attacked her with the cat, but the woman reportedly had scratches on her back and arm. Apparently, he was angry when she didn't call him the night before.
How do you think the cat felt?
Yeah, why did the cat want to be in the middle of this? Nobody asked the cat.
Is it a weapon of opportunity?
Cat didn't say, I want to be part of this. She filed a restraining order against the guy. They've been dating for 2 years. I guess the cat was the last straw. No word on how the cat's doing, by the way. And then here's just one of those one-line stories that you just wish you had more information on. In Louisiana, a naked woman stole a cab. And so
was it cash cab?
Yeah, really.